Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
So, Game of Thrones episode number 69.
What?
Nice. There it is. Loud and clear. Let's get rolling. Shime, you're in the middle. Take it away, man. What do you got?
Oh, God, I'm in the middle? All right. So, knee-jerk reaction from this. If Tormund isn't your favorite character in this show, you clearly haven't watched this show enough.
Absolutely. Show, showstopper. Showstopper.
On fire. I loved every second of Tormund tonight.
My big takeaway, let me just dive in. My big takeaway is if you're going by the horror movie rules...
Oh, yeah.
Arya can now die.
By the way...
Oh, yikes.
And the thing is, I was watching that like it was a horror movie because I could not stomach to watch that.
That was odd. And so it's actually funny that you say that. So, by the way, this is our episode 2 recap, Game of Thrones Season 8. The episode title is The Rightful Queen, which they did not put on the guide.
They did not.
That later on, but The Rightful Queen, we'll get into what that means in a minute. But it was funny because early on in the episode... Arya was basically eye-fucking Gendry. And I said, I probably shouldn't say that on the episode. So I looked up how old Maisie Williams is.
I had to do the exact same thing.
She's old enough.
She's 22. 22.
She's 22 years old. Yeah.
I was like, I can't make an inappropriate comment if she's like 15. But nope, she's 22. Yeah. I don't know how old she's supposed to be in the show.
Well, I don't think it would be legal for them to show her breasts on television if she's only like 16.
I'm going
to
say,
that was like my first indication.
She feels young to me, though.
I think, that was it. I think that was a body double, too. If I were to guess, I would say that was a body double.
Maybe.
You know,
So do you guys feel better, worse, or the same that she's going to make it through the whole season?
I had her dying in the first place, so yeah. I think she's gonna kick the bucket. Yeah,
I think 80% of the people we saw on tonight's episode are not gonna make it.
Like that whole round table.
That whole round table is not gonna make it.
Tyrion, he's super drunk. He goes, "I think we'll live." I don't think so, bud.
don't love it. So the episode opens up right away. You got Jaime standing there talking to Danny and Sansa and Jon Snow and everybody else. And we asked the question last week because we saw that as sort of like the look ahead. And it was, is Jaime going to tell them that the Lannister army is not coming? And he does. He's like straight up. He's like, listen, not happening. They got the Golden Company now. No elephants, though. But they got the Golden Company behind them. And they're not coming. So why do you think ultimately he decided to do that?
I think he said, like he said, this is beyond loyalty now. This is beyond something that I think, you know, I don't think Cersei really understands that, like, this is bigger than the Seven Kingdoms. This is bigger than the throne. Like, this is something that we're all going to die. She doesn't get it. And she just wants
to be about survival.
Yeah. And she just wants to be the last one standing no matter what. Even if it means she's alive for 5 more minutes than everyone else, she wins.
She'll never stop playing the game. Yeah. Like, that's her thing. Is she's literally like a coke addict. She's so addicted to the game that she can't stop. And like, hustler's gonna hustle, but like at the same time, she needs to realize that some things are bigger than the game.
Yeah, no, she's not gonna realize that. Yeah.
And so Jaime does think that she's pregnant. Now, do you think she really is pregnant?
I think she is now.
You do?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
After you're on? Oh,
yeah. I think she is now.
Yeah. But like, not like with Jaime's baby.
No, she'd never know.
I thought her and Euron had done it before then anyways, just like secretly. But at the same, like after last week's episode, maybe they didn't. But at the same time, I think regardless, now she's probably pregnant and it's going to be with Euron's kid regardless.
Can we talk about Bran again?
Oh, God.
I mean, my
do we have
is,
to?
I mean, we do. He's a big part of the show. So
he's a huge part of the show.
You're right.
He is so creepy. And so he keeps the Jaime thing a secret. And like he tells you why. He's like, obviously, he's like, you can't help us if you're dead. But he even, like, he's sitting up there, like, on the table, and they're all, like, Danny's like, I hate you. I was told to hate you. And everybody else is like, actually, he's not that bad of a guy. And then Bran's like, the thing we do for love. And they're like, huh?
Like, what? Well, that was the other thing, too, that I noticed about this episode. There's a lot of, like, repetitive lines. So remember, Tyrion says that thing about how he wants to die, and then there's that whole thing that Bran, that callback. There's a lot of callbacks to, like, the first episode.
Yeah.
Because I think Tyrion said that whole thing about how I want to die with a belly full of wine. That whole thing. I think that's from the pilot episode,
the whore
too.
With the mouth
cock. Yeah, I think that was from the first episode, too.
There's so much from the first season, like when the Lannisters are in Winterfell. Yeah. That was the last time they were all there. So there's so much of that. But then obviously, Brienne's the one who speaks up. A big Brienne episode as she sort of saves Jaime's life, later gets knighted.
And you know she's dead.
Hey, I just,
she's got everything she wants. You know she's dead.
Yeah.
I want you to know I'm going to take my victory lap. I called that exactly. I said Brienne would stand up for Jaime in last week's episode with Keith.
I said
Brienne would stand up for Jaime. Sansa would take Brienne's word and then therefore convince Khaleesi, because Jon's good either way.
How good is the Dany Sansa stuff?
Really? I love it. I love it. Just that power struggle, and you have like the height advantage definitely to Sansa because she's like 6'2".
Did Dany drop a Khal Drogo?
Hell yeah,
she did. She did.
Right, she did.
A little bit taller. Just a little bit taller. But that was pretty good. And then like they were like kind of they were getting together on the same page and like, oh, this is great. Like, who fooled who, and like, or who's smitten with who, and like, oh, that's great. Like, my brother, I love my brother. They're just like, oh yeah, wait a minute, what about the North? And she's like, what? Like the North.
Oh yeah, this is nice, but like, can you, we're doing this for real, right? Like, this is a thing. Like, we're gonna,
I think this like really showed exactly where Sansa stands in her ability to play this game and how smart she is. Because she was just kind of playing along with Dany, like, oh, ha ha ha, like you and my brother are in love, yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, but really, like, end game, like, what's the deal? Like, what are you gonna do with the North?
And
what did you think? Go ahead.
I was gonna say the Bran question too. Like, who's pushing Bran around? How does he get around?
Mind bullets.
Like, he's always like where he's supposed to be, but like you never see anyone just like pushing him like into a spot.
Rest in peace, Hodor.
Yeah.
Shout out Hodor. Maybe the ghost of Hodor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be where he wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Like all the time.
Winterfell? Maybe.
I think Tyrion said at one point too. He's like, "Does anyone come to get you? You need me to like help you?" And he's like, "No."
I like this.
Gonna sit here, having a sit.
Tyrion, I thought they were gonna show more of that scene, like where Tyrion's like, "Hey, like, what's going on?" And he's like, "Well, it's pretty complicated." He's like, "Great, like, let's talk about."
That was a great line when he was like, "Oh, it's too bad we're not stuck in a castle in a warm room with nowhere to go."
Oh wait, like,
yeah.
But so that's another big point. Still, like, not like, so Bran's obviously creepy, but then like the next level thing is like they're having that meeting, and it reminded me of like when they're trying to figure out how to like shoot down the Death Star in Star Wars, like when they're all gathered around like Admiral Ackbar, and so they're
it's
like,
a trap.
They're all talking like all like the main characters, and then Bran's like, he's gonna come after me, and they're like, what?
Because he is me.
But then they all pretty much believe him. Like, wouldn't there be a lot of pushback there? Like.
He's like,
Sam had a really existential moment there. It's like, you're the memories of our world. If all I want you to do is forget the world and start all over, I guess that's what I do.
Well, Sam knows. Sam knows what Bran's all about, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I guess.
I think he's the only one that gets it.
Yeah.
He's like, death, right? Nobody remembers you. I was like,
he's like, what are we talking about? Yeah. Jeez, it's so just dark. Foreshadowing. It's very dark. Yeah. Very dark. And people are saying in the chat right now, yes, we did get an appearance from Ghost. Ghost showed up.
I made note of that. We got a wolf.
I tweeted that. You can count that.
There's going to be more wolves, I would say, going
Shime, what is your level of disregard for people on the West Coast as you live tweet the Game of Thrones? Is it your own fault? Yeah.
Yeah, that's on them. And my other thing, too, is if you have HBO Now or an HBO account, you can log in online, and as soon as it is available to the East Coast, it becomes available to the West Coast.
So it's your own fault.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
the same thing. It's the same thing with people who are on the East Coast that have to wait until tomorrow morning to watch it. Don't go on Twitter. That's not my fault.
I was gonna say Game of Thrones.
Me, T-Pain out here live tweeting this like crazy.
I'm with you, man. Game of Thrones is the only show which is like a live sporting event. Like you gotta
absolutely. Our viewer count right now, we can tell there people are interested in Game of Thrones.
We are pushing Game of Thrones. 50.
We are pushing. Yeah,
it's good. Mm-hmm. So. What did you think of the scene where Dany's obviously upset because Tyrion's been kind of screwing up once again, and Dany's pissed at him. She leaves, and then Tyrion turns around and he says to Varys and to Jorah Mormont, "I suspect one of you will be wearing this when it's all said and done. Do you think one of them will become Hand of the Queen?"
No,
I'm with Davey. I don't think so.
Sansa,
probably not. Probably not. What did you think? So now we'll jump around here a bit. But the very end, when Jon Snow is in front of his mother's statue or whatever and telling the story to Dany, and her reaction is very clearly,
well, disgusted.
Now you're like the rightful heir to the throne?
Or like totally, yeah, skipping over the fact that she's having sex with her nephew.
Well, I think that's. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, skip that.
I mean, if I'm Jon Snow, I would be like, I would have been like, it doesn't matter.
I don't
like none of this matters.
No.
So, Sean, like, defend Daenerys Targaryen because I think she is a entitled brat.
So my thing is so with Daenerys, her goal, she even said this in the episode. She said, since birth, my goal has been the Iron Throne. There's been nothing else there. It's always been everything she has done has been to get that throne. And so to be so close at this point and then turn away from the throne only to focus her attention north is something that she feels like she's sacrificing for Jon. And so to hear that from the person she's sacrificing for must hurt her immensely, because now she's going to feel like, I just sacrificed the throne and getting it before I found out about you. Like, and now you're going to take that away from me too.
Yeah.
And so I think she's like, she is trying to figure it out. Like I said, she just threw the incest part to the side. I don't think she really cares about that.
That doesn't matter, right? In this world, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
And so I think she's just like, she is so set on the throne, but right. I think now she's just learning to, like they said earlier, love is the death of duty.
But she also doesn't believe him at first, or at least maybe she just doesn't want to believe him.
Yeah. I think that's something you just don't want to believe.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. And I also think it's kind of, it was eye opening for her to see like Brienne stick up for Jaime and then Sansa fully believe Brienne. Also, even like Theon coming back and he's like, I want to fight for like
big
Sansa.
Episode for Theon.
And I think all those characters, like the connection, like, and not that she doesn't have strong relationships, but I think she sees all these other people and like who would like give up their lives for another person.
But it was also interesting to see her in that moment, kind of defer to other people. Like, usually she's the one making the decision. She's judge, jury, and executioner throughout this whole thing. And then she's like looking to her right and left and be like, what do you think? What do you think? Like, and then she has people kind of undermining her a little bit, kind of MFing her a little bit, you know, when she's like, I'm going to kill you right where you stand. And Brienne's like, no. And then Sansa's like, no. And then Jon's like, no. And then Tyrion's like, he's my brother. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of people who are kind of opposing her in that sense. So that was kind of cool to see, you know?
Who do you think now is most likely to have sex with Brienne? Jaime seems like the leader, but Tormund is going all in.
Tormund is thirsty. Like, he is as
literally
thirsty as
literally
he gets.
Literally. He's got his giant milk.
How about that story he told?
that giant's teat. He's got a giant horn of booze, and then he just wants Brienne. He just wants to clap them cheeks.
I love that story about how he killed a giant when he was 10. And then his wife thought, just some baby, just nursed him.
3 months.
Three months.
Nursed.
That's how I got
and
so
we've
big.
We've seen giants. They are not attractive.
Yeah. No. Because, Shyam, isn't in the book, isn't there like a lot of Tormund Giants Bane? There's more stories about him?
Yeah. So like he also has more names. Like one of them is, I think it's like Bear Killer or something like that. Cause there was the one story or like has sex with bears. Basically. He basically went and had sex with a bear.
Like in Super Troopers.
Yeah. More or less. And
it's illegal.
A lot of people debate though, if it was like an actual bear or if it was a Mormont woman, because their sigil is the bear.
Yes.
So there's a lot of Mormont women are said to have sex with wildlings and just have like a shitload of kids running around. So that's probably what he did.
Speaking of Mormont women, Lyanna was back to her old ways again, just staring down old men, you know?
Gave her cousin the business.
She's awesome.
Lady Mormont. We got the Mormont conversation. I thought we were going to get that last episode, but we got it this episode. Which, again, this episode, very similar to the last episode. A lot of setup, a lot of... And like, so I think if you didn't like last week's episode, and I know some people didn't, then you probably wouldn't like this one, right? Because it's very...
Yeah, like, yeah, but like...
Tweets that it's like, this is one of the worst episodes of TV ever.
Already? Jesus Christ.
I'm like, what?
No.
No, no, I think it's gearing up. Next week is the one that's titled Battle of Winterfell, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's going to be like an hour and 20 minutes of just straight battle. That's going to be chaos.
83 minutes of pure chaos.
Just chaos. Like, it's going to be crazy.
This episode took more than like 11 weeks to film.
Yeah.
Just one episode.
Interesting. No Cersei this episode. No Euron Greyjoy. No Night King.
You guys good.
Don't think you'll get any next end, but no Night King.
Someone said 55 days it took to shoot this episode.
So I'm good there with it. Go. Like, I have no complaints over the buildup and like setting up the pieces. So I guess the one issue I would have is I think we all came to terms with sort of the time travel last season. And you're like, fine. Dragonstone one day, Winterfell, I don't really give a shit. Like, you're there. You're moving around. The guys, like Beric Dondarrion and Tormund, got from the wall to Winterfell so goddamn quick. And even if they knew a shortcut, are they really going to beat the
Well, you figure the kid
said in the episode that they went around them. And that's because the Army of the Dead is stomping at all the northern cities. That's why they were at Last Hearth in last week's episode.
Lord of Lights.
And they're destroying everybody on their way down.
Okay.
And so they made it in about the same time as the kid who left to get his people who got pinned to the wall. So they made it back in roughly the same amount of time as he made it there. So and he was just a little fella.
Best news of the episode for me is that Beric Dondarrion no longer on Arya's list.
No. He was at one point.
That was a really because he was part of the Brothers Without Banners who sold Gendry, so he was on the list for that.
Yeah,
but he was able to get off the list. That was a good little scene with Arya and the Hound up on the bridge there. That was pretty good.
That was good.
And the end of that conversation where she's like, "I don't want to spend my last night alive with you two old shits."
Yeah.
Now, Shime, I haven't read this far in the books, but is it true? It's interesting that the two characters, that the Hound and Arya, are always together, because isn't she referred to as the Cat of the Canals in the book?
I believe that is one of her, like,
what I'm saying is, but you have the Hound and you have the Cat and the Hound together. So that's
nice
like
a little playoff.
Nice little playoff, yeah.
Yeah. So here's because in the books, the Hound is technically dead at the moment. So
Ken Border from Mammoth Gamers said he liked the Arya getting up and leaving, be like, all right, I got to go bang.
So my question is,
I'm not going to stay here. I got to bang.
Do you think she would still? I would say yes, but hear me out. Would she still want to have sex with Gendry
anyway?
But she found out that he was a Baratheon. She didn't know that. And then it was very quickly thereafter.
I think she just wanted to know if he banged the Red Lady. And if he had, she would have been like, I'm out.
Yeah, but I'm with Davey. I think that's exactly what she was looking for.
But I think she can smell a lie. And I think she knows that he had sex with the Red Lady.
I don't think he did.
But
he
didn't. No, she took his pants off.
She took his pants off, and then she started
he just got him erect.
Yeah, she did mouth stuff.
On his dick.
It was mouth stuff.
No.
She climbed on top of him, but neither of them finished. So you know.
I mean, let's get into the definition. Like,
maybe it was just gene jamming. Maybe it was just
She just wanted to get him erect so the blood was flowing. That's all.
She was completely naked, and she got on top of him, and I believe. This is a medical term. He was inside of her.
It's science. I'm sorry for being crude. It's not crude. It's science.
I believe there was some penetration.
Dude, go back and watch that episode. She definitely did. So you're saying it doesn't count because he didn't finish?
I don't think. Because he was basically raped. So did they have sex or was he raped? Or is it the same?
We're taking a turn here for the word.
Yeah, I don't want to get. I don't want to go down that road.
Trying to help Gendry out.
They had sex.
Yeah, they got it.
And then he had sex with three other girls in King's Landing.
Rule of three, too, so it's really one. If we go by the rule of three, it's one.
That's true. He's a guy, so he's lying.
Yeah.
But Arya seemed to know her way around a guy pretty quick, and we hadn't seen her have any kind of affection with
anybody. Or have any desire for
No.
Any desire.
Nope.
So that was it. I think tomorrow, you know, once people have a chance to digest the episode, the two most talked about things will be Arya having sex with Gendry and Jon telling Dany about who he really is and her reaction, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Brienne stuff maybe.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to be caught up on the emotion around the whole Brienne being knighted thing, where she's crying and Dale even tweeted that he was crying.
Yeah, but the thing is like, if you told in the name of the warrior, I need you to be brave and blah, blah, don't cry.
Yeah,
don't
but she was so happy because it was like
I know,
moment where she
but
finally so validated.
don't cry.
She's definitely dead.
Though. You're a professional knight. Like, don't
or
cry.
Happy tears, baby. Yeah. Come on. They're loud
I'll
happy
you,
tears.
I'll tell you a couple of things we learned about Podrick.
One, yeah.
He can handle a sword now, and he has honey in his voice.
And he has, ready? Oh, sweet, sweet pipes. Mm. Sweet, oily pipes. Yeah.
I'm here to make a claim. Podrick is the prince that was promised.
Oh, yeah.
He claps the cheeks of his enemies. He pleases any woman on the planet. And he's got a silky voice.
He doesn't think it gets
any better than that.
Not bad.
And isn't he the one that the ladies of the Friends of the Road, the ladies of the evening, refuse to take payment from him?
Yes.
Pod the Rod.
Exactly.
Yeah. they just want it. They just want it.
Friends of the Road, bubs. Yep.
Arya probably should have gone that direction, but I'm sure Gendry's fine.
Gendry's fine. He's looking very cut. You know, yeah, he was kind of a pudgy little fella. And then he spent a lot of time
in that forge.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Arya's new weapon?
I like that. The double-sided spear. Her size.
I saw a nice little tweet earlier. Who wields it better, Darth Maul or Arya Stark?
Oh, she's gonna come out slanging it. That thing, you know.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Now the name of the episode, as we mentioned, was The Rightful Queen. Do you think they're talking about Sansa or do you think they're talking about Dany? Stumper. It's a stumper.
Or Cersei.
I think it's Sansa. No, definitely not Cersei. I think it's Sansa.
Neither.
Because they.
They're an option D.
They made a comment in there. One of them did about like their fathers or whatever, and like someone like being like your father. I forget what the exact line was, but when you're thinking about it, you're like, well, Danny's father was insane, and then Sansa's father couldn't have been a better person.
Mm-hmm.
So like they made sort of a reference to that when they were talking. I'm like, well, I think Sansa then becomes the rightful queen.
Because she's got Baratheon in her now too, literally and figuratively.
No, that's Arya.
That's my bad. That's my bad. Take it back. Rewind it.
I have a serious question for you guys regarding Sansa. Not to derail this train of thought, but with Sansa's reaction and looking at Theon, does she want Theon? Like, I know he doesn't have a dick or balls. Is that just like her loving him for saving her, or does she want Theon?
Yes. No, I think there's a brother.
There's like a brother sister thing going on.
Like Missandei loves Grey Worm, and he doesn't have a dick.
By the way.
Oh, Big Worm?
Big Worm.
Oh, Big Worm?
Big Worm. Not yeah. Big Worm. By the way, I couldn't care less about two characters right now than Grey Worm and Missandei.
I need Grey Worm to get his act together and start killing some people.
Grey Worm's going to die. And
oh, absolutely.
Is they're trying to be like, hey, smooch, smooch, we're going to go live on Dorne.
Yeah, like don't ever talk about seeing the beaches again. You're never going to see the beaches again.
But that's the only reason why they're doing that.
I know, but like come on.
That, you're like, oh my God, remember the character development that he had? And you're like, get out of here.
Beat it. Beat it with that.
There was a nice little scene there with the Night's Watch trio. Like
Sam and
him talking about how they're like, oh yeah, go down and protect your wife. He's like, you guys remember I killed a White Walker before, right?
And he's like, well, yeah, he's like, well, that's the case. We're all fucked then. If that's the case, if you're our best hope, great. What did you think of him, Sam, giving up the sword, the family sword, to Jorah? Yeah.
Smart. Jorah can do a lot more with it.
He said, I can't even hold it up.
The specialists, smart. I think, picked that out in like the trailer because Jorah was holding the sword.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth it. I think it makes sense. Like, for Sam, you know, his dad and his older brother are dead, and Jorah's dad was like a father to him, and so he bestows it on Jorah, knowing Jorah had already given up his rightful sword to Jon.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think hates Dany the most who is at Winterfell?
Sansa.
Probably Sansa, right?
Sansa. Jean Grey, whatever.
Yeah.
Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
I mean, just all of the people of Winterfell hate her.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then if God help you, if you're in Winterfell and you're a person of color, you pick up on that? They don't care for that at all.
Yeah, they are not very welcoming.
No.
They're really going with that.
Not a diverse people. In Winterfell.
No, they're not going with that at all.
No.
They don't seem to care for it.
Davos fits right in, though.
Davos is at the soup kitchen.
He's on the soup kitchen. That was sad with the girl, the little girl, and Gilly stepped in. That was kind of sad.
Can I make this point? I'm not. I'm one to have a little meat on my bones, but Gilly looks like she's been eating well lately, right? That's not just me.
Maybe she's pregnant again.
Could be.
Who knows?
They did have sex on that boat.
They gotta repopulate the world.
Long boat rides. Yeah,
it's true. Okay,
not a lot of Tarleys anymore. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the actual actress is pregnant, and they just kind of
like,
roved her up a little bit.
I saw it with Podrick too, and it may just because maybe because Podrick's getting older, but like he looks like plumper.
Fuller.
Fuller. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a good word.
Yeah.
They reset every episode the Vegas odds on who will be on the throne at the end. Now, I haven't checked after this episode. It might not even be out yet because it just wrapped up.
I can tell you.
But based right
there
now.
There you go.
Sean, don't even need it. Don't even need it. Don't even need it. Stop looking.
He's going to look it up anyway.
Oh, okay.
Stop looking. Yeah. My question.
Hands up!
If you were the odds makers,
yeah.
who would it be right now? Who would you put there now? Because I honestly, I think Sansa is moving up the board.
She is climbing hard and fast.
Yep, she is.
I don't know.
There's the way they're setting this up. There's no chance it's Dany. None.
No.
My thing with Sansa is, though, is she's so adamant about keeping the North mm-hmm. that I don't think she'd ever leave. So right. I think there's a very real possibility that she becomes queen in the North, but I don't think she'll ever want to leave and take the Iron Throne because I don't think she'll ever want to leave Winterfell again.
I believe that Dany wins with Jon sacrificing himself in order to see it through.
So... Okay, but so you think at the end of the whole season, Dany's going to be on the throne?
Mm-hmm.
No way, dude. I'm telling you, they're setting it up. People hate her.
See, that's the thing, but she's got to have like this come to Jesus moment where she's got to have like this, like, you know, John's going to be dying and say some really inspirational thing to her, and it's gonna make her okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, if they end it like that, I'm going to be upset, but that's what I'm preparing myself for. That's my worst case scenario because that's where my mind goes to very dark places. I have sick thoughts.
It could be her sick kid. Thoughts. It could be her kid, I think, still, too.
I still think that's the popular one, but...
Yeah. I lean more towards that. I have this feeling that Dany doesn't live. I think she just doesn't survive. And if you play off the prophecies that this show and the books have played out, like the very first season, Dany has a prophecy. She gets to the throne. It's covered in snow, and she turns away from it. And so it's like, I just think that's just very telling and foreshadowing of the fact that she's going to see the throne. She's going to know she isn't meant to take the throne and that she's supposed to sacrifice herself for a bigger purpose.
I think she's going to know. If she knows Dives a Dragon, I think Keith is done. I think Keith is done with this. He's done with the podcast. He's done with everything. She's like, just going to crash it in.
Just right into a White Walker?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't stand for it.
Yeah.
You think she'll turn on Jon Snow? Like, she's so mad about this situation
I had this thought, and I think I said it to you in text the other day, where she goes, she's like the Mad Queen. Like, she becomes the Mad Queen. Yeah, like, loses her mind.
I'm in on that one completely.
Yeah, you love that theory.
Because she doesn't, or actually, does she know that there's an ice dragon? Have they told her?
Yes. Yeah, they've.
Somebody did last episode. Because somebody said to her, he has your dragon now.
Oh, okay. All right. But she still hasn't seen it.
She hasn't seen it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
That'll mess her up. That'll be a hard thing to see. All right, next week it's the Battle of Winterfell. Gonna get some action. We've gone through two episodes. Nobody has died. Well, at least no name characters. All those Greyjoys or whatever, or all those Ironborn guys died last episode. Who dies? Who are the big names that go this week?
Jaime.
This is it for Jaime, you think?
Brienne.
Grey Worm.
Grey Worm's gone.
Definitely Grey Worm.
Grey Worm's for sure gone. He's my first pick. If I had to pick one guy, the first to go would be him.
Jorah.
I think Jorah makes it. I'm going to say Jorah makes it.
Okay.
All right.
Who else?
Hound? The Hound's going to survive.
The Hound's going to bail. I bet he bails.
Hound, we got to get Hound Mountain later on.
He has to stick around to fight his brother.
Well, maybe.
He might stick around. Because don't you guys. So this was my theory when we did the preview episode. Don't you think there's a chance that the next two or next two episodes, maybe, they find a way to take down the Night King, and then it leaves you two more episodes where you can fight the Lannisters and then you can figure out who's on the
No, floor. I think this whole thing with the White Walkers, this might be a little bit of a hot take. I think this gets figured out next episode.
Yeah.
And then they have to deal with Cersei coming up. So they actually have to turn around and go south.
A big surprise would be if the Night King, like episode six, he's still like walking around. Like,
the other thing too is if they kill him early in the episode.
Like, hey, look at this.
There we go. Yeah.
That would be too much of a boner jam though.
Like, no, I feel
like there's been so much build up now. Like, you are giving me probably like 79 minutes of just pure battle, and then like a minute of him dying, and then like 3 minutes of like everybody cooling down a little bit and everything kind of settling, and then the episode ends.
Do you guys think, like, physically, your own self, you're going to be able to handle 80 minutes of a battle?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
I don't know if that's healthy.
I mean, we've been through
a lot of towels or something.
Yeah, we went through the Battle of the Bastards, and that was an event.
How long was that start to finish?
30 minutes. I bet, because there's a lot of talking leading up to it. There's, remember, Rickon got killed right before
Rickon
that.
Rickon,
like, Serpentine, kid. Serpentine. Everybody knows that. You don't run in a straight line.
No.
God.
And by the way, that's an incredible shot to lead somebody like that with an arrow. That's an incredible shot. And I don't think he makes.
Also allowed to turn and look. Like, he was. Like, there was no rules that said.
Yeah, like, there's got to be an arc to that, right?
No,
you can turn and look and just kind of move. I mean, if the arrow, at that distance, the arrow's coming kind of straight down, so you can turn and kind of catch it.
Yeah.
You know?
Be like, good one.
I don't know. Yeah.
Good one. Somebody come get me. Somebody come get me.
Yeah.
But I think, it might just be too much, because one of the best fighting scenes I've ever seen in my life was the one in Logan where X-23 and Logan, when they're at like the compound there.
Yeah.
And that scene's probably like 5 minutes long, but I'm just like on the edge of my seat. And I was like, I can't.
Oh, when X-23 finally jumps off and starts cutting people's heads off? That one?
Yeah, she rolls the guy's head out after.
Yeah.
So that's like, the start of it.
I know, and I'm like on the edge of my seat. And then thankfully you're like, okay, you can relax a little bit after. If this whole episode is start to finish that, I don't know what the
fuck. You might have to pause it. You might have to pause it and like walk out, like take a minute.
Go to the bathroom, grab a drink, come back.
Spray my face with spritz.
Yeah, we might have an intermission.
In front of the fan for a minute, you know.
They should have like an intermission. Let everybody catch their breath.
But it's gonna be so. Think of it. I'm not. I know we're talking about Thrones now, but you got to figure. You go Friday to Endgame, and then you have to deal with this episode of Game of Thrones on Sunday. What are we doing?
It's too much.
It's too much.
That's gonna be a lot.
It's too much.
What are the chances we'll ever be this excited for
a weekend
movie or a TV show ever again?
None.
Never.
Like either one individually, none. I would say never, and then let alone in the same week. It's insane. It's insane.
Holy
what's happening.
Moly.
So let me ask a question just to clear something up. So Dragonglass clearly takes out White Walkers.
Yes.
Valyrian steel does too.
Yes. So the Dragonglass is more so for like the whites and the White Walkers. We don't know if it can necessarily take out the Night King.
Yeah, but it takes out the Walkers. That's why they got all the Dragonglass.
And Valyrian steel does too, because it's believed that Valyrian steel was made like with the fire of a dragon.
Okay.
So Valyrian steel, we got Arya has it right in her new
needle.
Dagger.
She has needle, and she has Valyrian steel.
No, needle's just
okay,
a
but
sword.
The dagger is
the dagger,
and she has the Dragonglass.
Yeah,
Maul. Yeah,
and then Jaime has Valyrian steel.
Yes. Yep. What are the names of the swords? So is it Kingslayer?
We have Oathbreaker.
Oathbreaker is Brienne's.
Oathkeeper is Brienne's. You have Jon Snow's, which is the bastard sword, whatever that one's called. Yep. I forget. You have Heartsbane, which is Jorah Mormont.
Yep.
The dagger doesn't have a name, so Arya just has a Valyrian steel dagger.
Yep.
Jaime's, I believe, is Widow's Wail, which was Joffrey's old sword.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
White Claw is one of them.
White Claw is Jon's.
Yeah.
Long Claw. Is Jon's.
Yeah. So those will all come into play.
So I think there's six.
All right.
Yeah.
Are they like Infinity Stones, where if one person got them all, you'd be able to like snap?
I don't think one person can wield six swords.
Imagine like holding like six swords and being like,
it's like those little leaguers holding six baseball bats trying to warm up their swing.
Or they're like, it's just similar. Someone gets two and just starts running like this, just mowing people down, you know?
I mean, I am very, very excited for this next week's episode.
We are excited.
Bottom line, this was a good episode, I thought. Again, nobody died, and maybe people are like, get to it, but I think it's a good build. I think we're on a good path right now.
You see people running around Winterfell in the previews. Do you think they retreat and go back and try to save people in the crypts?
I think the White Walkers overcome the barricades, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question that's going
to
happen. But
the halls of Winterfell.
Will we see anybody? Will we recognize anybody who's dead and is now a White Walker?
Maybe Ned Stark. No, it can't be.
No, not
Ned Stark. is Benjen going to show up?
I mean, he could, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they have the giant. You saw the giant. What's the giant's name?
1-1.
1-1.
Yeah, 1-1. You saw 1-1 walking with them. You might see him. Maybe
if I see Hodor, I'm a cry.
Maybe ooh, Hodor, maybe that, 1-1 shook. Maybe the giant takes out Giant's Bane.
No, Giant's Bane takes out the giant.
You think so? Good. You don't think the giants are coming back for him?
I would put money, if there's one fighter, like one warrior that's going to survive this fight, I'm putting my money on Tormund.
What about Barak?
Barak's dead. He is toast.
I love Barak, man.
He doesn't serve a purpose beyond this. He's not a political figure.
Sword? Ever hear that?
Well, the comic relief of the Hound telling him he's going to...
White Walkers are dead.
The Hound saying he's going to throw him over the wall was pretty funny.
I think the Hound survives the Battle of Winterfell. I don't think he survives the season, but I think he survives next week.
Do you think Bran lets the Night King kill him?
No.
No.
No, because there's something up. He has a purpose.
He knows something.
And I swear to God, if Theon's the one that kills the Night King just because he's the one protecting Bran, I'm going to lose my marbles.
It won't be.
No, it won't be. He's a coward. Man's a coward.
Wouldn't it be great if Theon and the Night King got into like a they square off.
A tete-a-tete.
Night King kicks him, tries to kick him below the belt, and he's like, just laughs at
and
him.
He's like, ha ha.
He stabs him with a flaming arrow.
Yeah.
You can't hurt me that way. I'm a eunuch. You're like, oh, okay.
Oh, boy. So what else
Varys
you got?
Varys was quiet. Varys was really quiet this episode. Not a lot going on with Varys.
No. Yeah, he's I'm telling you, that guy's going to, he's a cockroach, though. He's going to be alive at the end of this.
Still haven't seen or heard from the Red Lady. We heard her mentioned, but still haven't seen her or heard her. Yeah,
I asked about that because they talk about her a lot, but obviously they don't show her.
Yeah, no. Where's my guy Dario Naharis? How come?
Yeah,
how
what
come,
the fuck?
How come Danny hasn't sent a raven? I mean, everybody. Because think about it. If they're like, oh, we need, like, first of all, you need armies, and then so then Jamie shows up and we're like, hey, we'll take you one guy with one hand.
Like we need every guy we got. Like we need a guy with one hand. Sick.
Right, and then like Theon, like great, we have Theon. Like get Dario Naharis. He's the best guy. Like, if you want anybody to guard anybody, it would be him.
Best one-on-one fighter in Westeros?
In the whole thing. Certainly the best living one.
Best living one.
You can make an argument for some of the guys who were gone. But that doesn't... That's sort of like a... Makes no sense. Like, right? Because this is all hands on deck.
Yeah.
So he should be there. That seems like a miss on their part.
Yeah, it does. But,
I'm going to write a letter to...
I still think Oberyn Martell's the best one-on-one fighter we've seen in the show. And he got a little ahead of himself.
Well, so you want to know one thing that I noticed, too, is that he uses the same weapon Arya is going to use, except his wasn't two-sided.
Mm.
Keeps your opponents at a distance, but also allows for maximum damage.
But now that she's had sex, you know what they say, like a good heavyweight boxer is not supposed to have sex?
Your legs go.
But then again, you look at Tiger Woods, he's only good when he's having lots of sex.
Good point.
It's true.
It's
true.
He goes the other way there.
Yeah,
the height of his powers.
Yeah, that's a good point. What else we missed from tonight's episode? Anything?
I think that's it, right?
Bran and Jamie end up hooking, or not Bran and Jamie. The Brienne and Jamie end up hooking up eventually.
No. I think he's done with that. I think he's done with that life. I think that's a professional relationship.
Yeah. Arya, by the way, didn't look very satisfied as she was laying next to Gendry. By the way,
no, she's just. I think she's just alert.
She's just locked in. She's locked in.
Like, all right. She's like, that was fine.
It's game day. Like, it's then, ready,
you know,
to go.
She was probably disappointed because she goes, that was nothing compared to killing someone.
No, seriously. And she's like, you know what? Serious. All right, I got that over with. Now it's game time.
She's like, that's the only thing I enjoy is taking a life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd be a hell of a darts player, too.
And on that note. Yeah, you guys got anything else?
Someone just said Bill Ding. Any questions in the chat? So he said Jack and Hagar. Does he show up?
So yeah, at some point he should. But that's one of those ones where he won't show up, I don't think, during the battle, but if it all settles and Arya still makes it out, I hope we get an end to that story, but maybe we don't.
Isn't there a theory too that Jaime is one of them?
I haven't heard that.
That Jaime is one of the he's like Jack and Hooker, one of the many face people.
Really?
No, I've not heard that one.
That I saw that on the internet. It popped up. Stannis? Is Stannis going to show up? He's not dead.
So Stannis could, right?
Yep. That was a question we got.
I guess technically, yeah.
Probably not. Oh, do you think... Well, Stannis could have been turned, right? Because what if Brienne killed him and then...
Left him and then he got turned. Yeah.
Then Stannis could come back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily.
So Stannis could definitely come back.
What about, did they burn Thoros' body? Did they have a chance to do that?
Yeah, they did.
I wasn't sure.
I think Barak did.
No, I don't think Cersei's pregnant with Tyrion's baby. They have not seen each other in years.
No.
Somebody tweeted that at me, and I may or may not have responded. Can't really remember. but I don't think she knocked socks with Tyrion. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
Let's have a little respect for the show and for ourselves.
Seriously.
All right.
Come on.
All right. Well, so you guys have anything else?
I'm good.
All right. Well, selfishly, I'd say, if you guys are new here, we're going to do this every week. If you want those notifications, point right up there, that follow, that subscribe button, hit that. Make sure you guys are going to be doing this every week for the next 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then you're probably going to get a live reaction to Endgame at some point. Mm-hmm. When are you seeing it?
Thursday night.
All right. I'm going Friday night. So I'm going to go Radio Silent starting Thursday at around noon.
Yeah, no kidding.
Ooh. Don't talk to me. Like you said, I already have kids who are seeing it here, and I'm like, don't look at me.
Don't even think about it.
All right, someone's asking, Richard, they want you to do the morning show again. They already said, is that in the cards? I know you probably don't know the answer to that.
Middays all this week, baby.
At least for this week. Go Bruins. We had a Boston sweep today, too. We had a Boston sweep.
We did. The Boston parlay hit. I did not bet it, but it hit.
The Boston parlay hit. The Red Sox won their first series. The Bruins are going to game 7, and the Celtics closed out their series.
Very good.
It's a great day. And happy Easter and Passover to everybody.
Hell yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, so just finally, one guaranteed death, just so we can get this on the record. Guaranteed death for episode 3. I'm going with Grey Worm as my guaranteed death.
Yep.
Shime.
Oh man, you took mine. No. Okay. I'm gonna mix.
You know, three different ones.
Yeah, we're gonna go three different ones.
Okay.
I will say guaranteed death. You know what? I'm calling it. Theon's gonna die. Get him up out of here.
And I'm gonna go Beric Dondarrion.
Oh.
Definitely dead.
Uh-huh.
Devastating.
So it sucks, but that's the game, baby.
That'd be a really sad.
I just want to end the podcast with a T-Pain quote, because T-Pain
has. Oh my God! What is it with you and T-Pain?
He's been doing a great job live tweeting these episodes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My favorite one was, I didn't know Brienne had tear ducts, but she just got some thug drop out of me. Game of Thrones.
Thug drop.
Hashtag Game of Thrones.
Thug drop. All right, everybody.
We're going to try to throw this up on the YouTube as well.
Get
that going.
Make sure it's saved and downloaded. We hovered over 45 people this entire time, which is a new record for me. Got up over 60, which we've never done before on this live stream. So awesome. Thank you guys for coming, hanging out. A wonderful time. So we'll see you guys next week.
That's the way the news goes.
I couldn't end it in time. Damn it. Do it again.
And that's the way the news goes.
That's not how you say it. It goes, that's the way the news goes.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.